What is the best marketing funnel? What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk about direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and business strategy every day. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz. Funnel hacking is a hot topic in marketing and copywriting circles right now, along with NLP, open loops, how salesy is too salesy, etc., etc. Recently, fellow copywriter Hillary Weiss wrote a blog post that sort of went viral called 8 Observations from a Crumbling Niche and How to Avoid Getting Crushed. Weiss writes in the online business / female empowerment / branding / creative space for women entrepreneurs. And the gist of her blog post is the marketing funnels that they currently use aren't working anymore because the audience has become sort of, you know, desensitized and immune to it. They're basically hip to the game and can smell the pitch coming a mile away. And she goes on to say, to fix this, you need to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. Now, what I found interesting is, in a roundabout way, she was advocating going back to the direct marketing fundamentals that have worked for the past damn near 2 centuries. The problem is, to the uncritical reader, it sounds like the solution is to look for the next shiny tactic or gimmick customers haven't fallen for yet. Which brings me to the point of today's episode. You ever seen the movie Enter the Dragon? There's a scene right after the opening fight where Bruce Lee's character goes to meet his master, who praises his skill and questions him about the martial way. Now, this conversation is one of several in the movie where Bruce Lee expounds on Eastern philosophy. One statement stands out in particular and is relevant to us today. The master asks, "What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?" Lee replies, "To have no technique." So if you ask me, what is the best funnel? My response is to have no funnel. Far too many of you are wasting your valuable time and money on convoluted marketing funnels when you should be focusing on the fundamentals. Now, Ben Settle calls this principles versus tactics. Ramit Sethi calls this marketing tactical hell. What are these fundamentals? Well, there are 4 of them. 1, get potential buyers onto a list. 2, sell them something. Sell them one thing, I mean. 3, put the buyers onto another list. 4, sell them more things. And rinse and repeat. Can you see how understanding this will help you apply it no matter the technology, no matter the channel? I'll go one step further and tell you about what I like to call transparency marketing. You know you're going to sell to them. Your customer knows you're going to sell to them. Everyone's just along for the ride. So why not just be upfront about it instead of trying to sneak the sale in after, you know, a 50 email sequence plus webinar plus, you know, retargeting roller coaster of doom? Author Mike Sundervert says that sometimes his readers are on his blog for, you know, 3 years before they buy a single one of his books. Ramit Sethi says he has customers who have read his blog for over 10 years before finally becoming a customer. You think your funnel persuades them? Wrong. They persuade themselves. You just give them enough information for their confirmation bias to kick in and say, okay, now we can buy. The sale, therefore, is merely just a function of contact and time. So Cernovich doesn't give a damn if you buy his books the first time you visit. He continues to publish blog posts and links to his Amazon page at the bottom with a call to action. He doesn't even bother with email marketing for the most part. Settle just, you know, emails his list every day and sells them something at the end, either his flagship email player's newsletter or one of his books or an affiliate product. This allows the two of them to run their businesses essentially as a one-man operation with minimal overhead. There is beauty in simplicity. And I think I prefer to the funnel madness business owners and marketers are overcome by, don't you? You've all probably experienced this yourselves because you're receiving my emails every single day. And by the way, if you're not on the list and you're hearing this, nabilaziz.com/subscribe to get on my daily email newsletter. So, you know, simple is always best, and follow the fundamentals. You can apply them no matter the technology, no matter the channel, no matter the channel. And we'll talk more about this in upcoming episodes. Once again, this was the nabilaziz.com podcast with your host, Nabil Aziz. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave me a rating and review. I'm trying to get, you know, the first few episodes to have a lot of listens and subscribers to get that, you know, algorithm bump in the first few days. All right, thanks for listening. Peace.